And you need to know that there are different kinds of agents. The different kinds of agents are, some of these agents you're going to be talking to are the actual listing agents. Some of these agents that you're going to be talking to are really what are called selling agents. Now, and then there are going to be some in between. There may be some agents who say they're listing agents, but they're really not. They are working the listing, co-brokering the listing with another, with the agent who actually listed with the bank. So let me try to describe the kind of people you're going to be talking to. One is you're going to be talking to a listing agent who actually talks to the bank. Now, I'll tell you what, if you can get that agent, if you find that agent, you're going to get a certain kind of information from that agent that you're not going to get from any other agents. So if you're talking to the agent who's actually talking to the asset manager at the bank, you're going to get probably the most accurate information, I would say a third of the time, half the time, you're going to get more accurate information about what that bank's policy is than when you talk to anybody else. The next kind of agent you're going to get is a listing agent, but this is an agent who, like, co-brokers it with the guy who's actually talking to the bank. Like, maybe the broker in the office is actually talking to the bank. And this agent is just hired by that broker to represent these properties. And so this agent is a listing agent per se. In other words, he works in the office of the guy who took the listing, but is not actually talking to the bank. This information is probably pretty good, but not as good as the guy who's actually talking to the bank. There are many different levels of this, you guys. I've been in real estate business since 1977, 78. I've owned my own company. I've had three offices. I ran a franchise for independent brokers. We could give you a whole seminar on a weekend on the intricate natures of brokers' offices and how they work together. The third kind of agent, though, in simple form, is what we call the selling agent. Now, and what is this kind of agent? This is an agent who is specializing in REO properties because they think that's where it's at. And so these guys maybe are working in the office with the listing broker who's actually talking to the asset manager. Maybe that's true. Maybe not, however. Maybe this guy or girl just wants to make a career for themselves, and they've learned how to do searches in MLS to come up with REO properties. They've learned when they run an ad, REO properties, they get a bunch of calls, and they end up working with knuckleheads who end up buying properties with them. So I'm not going to say that a selling agent is a bad thing, because I think the selling agent is good. Here's the reason why a selling agent might be good. The selling agent is really just using REOs as a way to get to you. And when they find out that you're an investor and that you want to buy three or four of these a month if you could get your machine going, they're going to be excited to talk to you, and they're going to work with you. They may even want to be your buyer's agent. That's another conversation. Talk to your own broker about a buyer's agent. So they may be the ones willing to get you the data that you need to determine the comparables that you need to determine if the property is a good deal. You know, that's the good news about a selling agent. Now, the good news about the listing agent was, if you're lucky, you've got the guy who's talking to the bank, so the information you're getting is the best information. But here's the bad news about working with a listing agent. They don't have time to work with you. They're hired by the bank to get the highest possible price. The last thing they want to do is work with you on negotiating the bank down to a lower price. You get the conflict? So as you talk to these agents, some of them are going to be listing agents. Some of them are going to be selling agents. You want to talk to them all. You want to get the list from all of them, and you want to find out who's on your side and who's not on your side. And you're going to find out that with certain of these listing agents, you're going to ask them questions. They're actually talking to the asset manager of the bank. They can get you direct information about that property. On the other hand, you might find 10 properties on the list of a listing agent, but you might find those same 10 properties on another list from a selling agent. And you want to talk to the selling agent about that property because that selling agent is going to help you get information to show that the property isn't worth the price, and that selling agent is going to go to that listing agent and prove to that listing agent and to that asset manager that they're asking too much for that property and they need to sell it to you at a reduced price.